You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
It's a wonder that the rock don't tear the way he makes it pop. You want to see him fendi, yeah. It would be happy, hippity, hippity, happy, happy, hippity, happy. いかがですかれこそ街中で一番上手な靴磨き。おまけに素敵な歌歌いとても陽気な可愛い子。いつもブギウギを歌ってるシュシャインボー。It's a wonder that the rock don't tear the way he makes it pop. You want to see him fendi, yeah.Whispy, hoppity, hippity, hippity, hoppity, hoppity, hippity, ha. He opens up a business when the crack that's nine. He rides, get Aries and the hearing fine. Everybody gets a real ride, sunshine with a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie boogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy.
Now, that is a cute record. I know it's a little modern. In fact, it was recorded, I think, in 1955 by Chiemi Eri, with an orchestra arranged by Murayama, Y. Murayama, the Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy, on a King 78, a Japanese label. And I found that, and I just find that's very cute, very cute stuff.But I will make it up to you very soon. Don't worry. Hang on. You're going to hear some old stuff in a minute. But that was Chiemi Eri from 1955. Very interesting vocalist recorded. And then she re-recorded a lot of these things. They didn't sound quite as good. They were in stereo, but they didn't have quite the same appeal in my estimation. Before that, we had a Japanese vocalist whom I cannot identify.Singing Buttons and Bows on a Columbia 78, a Japanese Columbia from the 40s, let's say. So now that you've gotten your snack and your beverage, this is Radiola, and, here's to you. I'm Andy Sr., and I'll have one along with you, but not while I'm doing the show. That would just mess things up too much. We're going to continue now, and I told you I was going to play something old here. Here's the Columbia Band.And this record is listed as a Scottish, or a Shottish. Someday I'll learn how to pronounce these words. From 1903, pressed on a double-sided Columbia, A64, later on, about 1908, and later still than that, probably. A very popular song of 1903, done as a Scottish. That sounds like a swear word in Italian, doesn't it?No, it isn't, really. It's a dance. It's a Scottish. Yes, it's what it is. Any rags?
Any rags, played by Columbia Band.
Garden where the red roses grow. Oh my, I long to go. Pluck me like a flower, cuddle me an hour. Lovey, let me learn that red rose rag. Red leaves are falling in the rosy romance. Please come, now's your chance. Don't go hunting possums and mingle with the blossoms in that flowery, bowery dance. Oh, honey, moonshine on in tune, and hear me croon this loving tune. Trees and breezes crying and sighing it. Lovey, let me learn that red rose rag. Sweet honey, be sweet to me. My heart is free, but here's the key. Lock up the garden gate, honey, you know I'll wait under the rambler rose tree. Pick a pinky petal for your papa's bride. Beg a bun and blossom for your budding bride. Woo me with that wonderful wiggle wag. Hip to toe to tease me and to tickle too. Do that dainty dance like Dandy Doodle Doo. Ring your rose around that red rose ring. That red rose rag, suddenly look good to me. Honey, you know I'll wait under the rambler rose tree. Pick a pinky petal for your papa's pride. Make a bun and blossom for your budding bride. Oh, woo me with that wonderful wiggle wag. Tip to toe to tease me and to tickle too. Do that dainty dance like Dandy Doodle Doo. Oh, ring your rose around that red rose ring.
There's Billy Murray in 1911, and that one played at 75, so I'm just going to keep the score on that, or thereabouts. Just so it would play in tone, that's all. The Red Rose Rag, which I remember is something George Burns would sing about every 10 minutes when he was on somebody's show. He would always go into the Red Rose Rag. That was one of his favorite songs. Well, it was written in 1911, recorded in 1911. Billy Murray made a great recording, and there are all the words. Slow enough for you can so you can understand him, and it is a fine recording. It's a fine song, so George wasn't wrong there. Before that, we had Wessel Ossman, 1909, with St. Louis Tickle, and the story I hear about this was the same tune that was used by Buddy Bolden when he was playing at an establishment called, and I will quote, the Funky Butt in New Orleans. And that was the tune that he adapted into The Funky Butt, was the name of the song that he played. And later, Jelly Roll Morton took that and made it into Buddy Bolden's Blues. But Funky Butt was originally St. Louis Tickle, and then later it was Buddy Bolden's Blues, I Thought I Heard Buddy Bolden Say, etc. And that can get very interesting, too, if you listen to the lyrics. The Columbia Band began with Any Rags, It's a dance, and I'm not even going to say that word again. 1903. I love these announced records where they actually say what they are. That way, you know, you don't even need DJs. I'll just play a whole show of announced recordings and shut up one of these days. So if you really find that intriguing, drop me a line, and I may accede to your wishes. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm pretty flexible. At least I'm more limber than I used to be. This is Radiola, and we're going to continue now with a very nice early Electric Victor, 1925, a very hot recording for this group, which was Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra, Spanish Shawl. Thank you.
that I love, and when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand, and in a little while he'll take my hand, and though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him someday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam, what would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I
Red Nichols and His Five Pennies, That's No Bargain, 1926. And I always thought they should play that in the supermarket, but I'm such a cynic. Great group of guys. You heard them all before. Nice, hot timpani, very loud timpani by Vic Burton, and great work by Eddie Lang, Dorsey, Red Nichols, etc., etc., etc. Before that, Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra, Vaughn DeLeith on the vocal, The Man I Love, 1927. Oh, yeah. And she recorded that with Paul Whiteman later, but I like that one. That's good, too. They're both good. Beginning with Edwin J. McAnally and his orchestra. Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra. There's an apostrophe there. The Spanish Shawl from 1925. Nice hot piece there for those who like that. And I like the hot stuff. I'm trying to work in a little hot stuff today. This is Radiola, and we're trying to be a little caliente for you, if possible. I'm Andy Sr., and is it hot in here, or is it Radiola? That should be I'm not going to go with that at all. The other thing is, we're going to continue with something that I can't play the other side of this recording, but I can play this one. And it's surprising, because this is by a major American poet and folklorist. This was recorded in 1926. This is Carl Sandburg singing Negro Spirituals, his own arrangement, of course. There's about three of them. And here is Carl Sandburg on a regular Victor. Amazing he didn't have like a special label or something, but I guess, what can you do? There it is again. I just said it. But here's Carl Sandburg.
I walk in the moonlight, I walk in the starlight, I lay this body down. I know moonlight, I know starlight, I lay body down. I go to judgment in the evening of the day, or when I leave this body down. All in silence, bound in jail all night long. One for a thing and the other for a phrase all night long. One for a thing and the other for a phrase all night long. Do Lord deliver for me straight up to heaven and straight right back all night long. Tain't but the one train on the track all night long. Seen but the one train on this track all night long. Do Lord deliver for me. Never seen the like since I've been born all night long. People keep a coming and the train done gone all night long. People keep a coming and the train done gone all night long. Do Lord deliver for me. Ezekiel weep, Ezekiel moan, flesh come a creeping off Ezekiel bone. Church, I know you're going to miss me when I'm gone. When I'm gone, gone, gone. When I'm gone to come no more. Church, I know you're going to miss me when I'm gone. Star in the east, star in the west, wish that star was in my breast. Church, I know you're going to miss me when I'm gone. When I'm gone, gone, gone. When I'm gone to come no more. Church, I know you're going to miss me when I'm gone. Hush, little baby, don't you cry. Know that your mother done born to die. Jill and I know you're going to miss me when I'm gone. When I'm gone, gone, gone. When I'm gone to come no more. Jill and I know you're going to miss me when I'm gone.
Gonna ride that train, I mean that southbound passenger train. Gonna buy me a ticket just as long as my arm.
Gonna ride that train, babe, all night long.
Gonna ride that train, I mean that southbound passenger train. She's a little girl, gonna live in Birmingham. She's so sweet, she is so neat.
And when she walks, she'll take you off your feet.
She has some fun,
red hot
in Birmingham.
Gonna ride
that train, I mean that southbound passenger train. Gonna buy me a ticket just as long as my arm.
Gonna ride that train, babe, all night long.
Gonna ride that train, I mean that southbound passenger train.
I'm gonna
choo-choo ride to
all
over Birmingham. That Southern Jack, that great big Southern Jack. First thing you do, put your shovel in your comb.
Stick your head out the window, see the driver.
That Southern Jack, that great big Southern Jack.
Thank you.
And that, I think, was the opposite of Carl Sandburg. There's the authentic stuff right there. The Mississippi Juke Band, spelled J-O-O-K, a repressing onto a vinyl. And vinyl was spelled wrong, by the way, on that record, which is very interesting. V-Y-N-I-L. So that's just for you spelling mavens. Creole 16B, but originally on Melotone from 1936. Barbecue Bust, recorded in 1935. Mm-hmm. Yes, Barbecue Bust. And that was fun stuff. More fun than Carl Sandburg trying to sing spirituals with a Swedish accent. Oh, I don't. Well, you wrote a nice poem about Chicago anyway. You got to give him that. But as I said, I can't play the other side of that record. I just can't. Before that, the Southland Jubilee Singers, and I love that. Southbound Passenger Train, 1928 on a Champion, and that's a wonderful side. I don't know how I got that. That was from the eBay. But it's mine now. Again, with Carl Sandburg, and we already talked about this, so I'm not gonna beat it in the ground. But there he is, with his guitar and his spirituals, all three of them, from 1926. This is Radiola, and we do have a philosophy, but it's more musical than anything. And speaking of wonderful music and wonderful recordings, this was a nice copy of this, and this is off the Columbia 78, 1822D, with the nice, rather green image of Paul Whiteman on it. Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and Bing Crosby singing it, reaching for someone and not finding anyone there. Go figure.
Fond of petting, but I'm getting nowhere. Reaching for someone, not finding anyone there. All alone, no sweet romancer to answer my prayer. Always building castles that nobody will share. Reaching for someone, not finding anyone there. Is there a June, honeymoon? Is there a tune, lover's croon? Is there a day, coming soon? When I'll find someone somewhere, oh, no, wouldn't worry, who wouldn't swear? Heaven is a Hades when you're up in the air, reaching for someone, not finding anyone there. I thought you cared about me. Where are you? Where's my heart? Where is the dream we started? I can't believe we're parted. Where are you? When we said goodbye, love, what had we to gain? When I gave you my love, was it all in vain? All life through, must I go on pretending? Where is my happy ending? Where are you?
Carl Revell and his orchestra, the singing maestro, I think it says on the label, but that was actually Carl Ravazza in a wonderful tune from 1937. So Rare. Before that, Barry Wood and his mellow melody, Where Are You? 1937 also, on a Variety 78. And Barry Wood's real name was Louis Rappaport, and it turns out that Barry Wood was the younger brother of band leader Barney Rapp. So he didn't want to take the rap, so he took another name entirely, Barry Wood, in his Mellow Melody, Where Are You? And beginning with Reaching for Someone and Not Finding Anyone There from 1929, Paul Whiteman with Bing on the vocal. You heard Bix, Tram, and all the usual suspects in on that date in 29. We're going to continue in Radiola with the wonderful Lee Sims. In 1927, Are You Thinking of Me Tonight?
Still, er merkt rest and drink. Und triste zu drinken, da ist von Trauer wach. Und ging und hat dabei gelacht. Spielte hier und spielte dort, war da, so ging fort. Man raste nicht und ruft, schloss die müden Augen zu. Stimmen merkte es kaum, dass ich ein holder Traum. Ein Elfchen winkt und küsst trinkt, da ist vom Traum. Und ging und hat dabei gelacht. Ein Spielmann muss wandern, träumt doch vom Glück, doch schnell flieht es vorbei.
And that is such a beautiful recording of an Italian piece by Toselli, Serenata. I think recorded around or before 1930, that was Richard Tauber, depending on whether he was living in England or Germany, I suppose. I'm sure in England they called him Richard, but it was the German pronunciation would have been Richard Tauber. And what a sound you have there. I don't know, maybe he eventually called himself the other. But what a lovely, lovely recording that is. And I just, if you sing an Italian song in German, it usually doesn't improve it. But no one sings it better than him. He's the best. Beginning with Lee Sims, Are You Thinking of Me Tonight, 1927. This is Radiola, and I'm thinking of you because I'm doing the show. I wouldn't be doing the show otherwise. I'd be doing something else. Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr. with, I'm thinking all kinds of great thoughts here. And mainly that I appreciate you listening each week to this program. We're going to finish on an upbeat note, a lovely favorite of mine from 1931 in a very hot recording. I want you dancing out of here tonight, yes. Eddie Lang, Joe Venuti, and their all-star orchestra. And if you're not twitching along to this in about a second, then, I'd call a paramedic. Farewell Blues.